that sound means it's time for the Downtown Rundown with Meg McGurk, who heads up the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership and is a heck of a dancer when Macklemore comes on. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have been waiting for that, to hear that on the air, so you know, I couldn't control myself.
So how's it going?
It's going well. Yeah, yeah. Bringing some bright and sunny news on an otherwise dreary day.
Dreary day, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on downtown.
There is.
Into the spring.
You know, just recently launched Chapel Hill, the Startup Accelerator co-working space, celebrated 5 years. It was just a couple weeks ago. It was the 5-year anniversary. I think all of those folks that have been involved and are reeling thinking, wow, where did 5 years go?
Yeah,
but they've
made
an incredible impact on the community. And now they are offering both private office space and co-working. So this is the first time they've been able to offer that up to the public. You don't have to be a part of that accelerator program. So there's several spots available and all sorts of amenities that are offered as well. And you can find out that information at launchchapelhill.com. So that's office space and co-working. Some town news that's going to impact downtown and all of the town is... we're looking for a new town manager.
Yes.
Roger Stansel will be retiring soon. And town council is seeking input from the community. And they're doing it through a variety of different ways. There's meetings you can attend. There's surveys you can take. You can do Facebook Live. You can all sorts of things. So townofchapelhill.org has all of that information for community members to be able to provide their input.
And we just had a few meetings Sunday, Monday, and then earlier today to get feedback. Do we know kind of what was received? Were you at any of those meetings?
I did not.
Okay,
I did not attend.
There's a lot of people weighing in on this,
yes.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. And they want as many people in the community to provide their input. It's important to our future.
But townofchapelhill.org is the website to get more information. And like you said, a lot of different ways to weigh in. It's going to be a while before the town makes a final decision. So you don't have to do this tonight.
Today.
But
check it out.
The sooner the better.
Yeah, especially if you want to attend one of the public information meetings. And also, this has been big news for folks who have been involved with it. And I think generally anybody that goes downtown is that we have new parking meters being installed. They've started last week. It'll be 60 total. They'll do on-street first and then move to the off-street lots, but these are brand new state-of-the-art parking meters, the same ones you would use in downtown Durham, downtown Raleigh, Paris, Boston. They're international. They're all over the place. And they also are all linked to the Park Mobile app that all those communities use as well and a lot of people are familiar with. So I keep saying to people, you never even have to touch one of these parking meters. Mm-hmm. Use the app on your smartphone. But they'll be much more convenient. We have a lot of events coming up. I always say the 2 months that everything happens in this community are April and October because of the weather.
Yep. So, you can't schedule anything in April because literally everyone else has already gotten the drop on you 2 years in advance.
It's true.
It really is.
Yeah. And now things are double booked.
But
we do have Second Friday Art Walk this Friday, March 9th from 6 to 9, and you can go to FridayArtWalk.com to get that information. But Local 506 has a really cool show coming up, the White Album 50th Anniversary Cover Show, Friday, March 23rd at 7 o'clock, where they have all 30 songs from the album covered by local musicians.
Nice.
And they put a line on there. I'm going to ask you, Aaron. It says, all 30 songs from the album. Yes, even that song.
That song.
You don't know what that means?
Okay, that could be one of two, because there's Revolution 9, which is the one that starts with someone just going number nine, and then it's just it's many minutes of just a whole bunch of different audio files basically mashed together. So that's the one that I assume they're talking about, but there's also Wild Honey Pie, which is Paul McCartney just going honey pie. A whole bunch of times, for a minute, and it just kind of fades away. And most people's reaction to the White Album is, this is a great album. I don't know why they did those two songs, but they're going to be covered at
Someone's
Local 506
doing them.
Some way or the other. They probably mean Revolution 9, which would be a really interesting song to hear covered live.
Covered live. Okay, yeah. I knew you would know.
Yes.
I didn't bother Googling it. I knew you would know. And then two events in April that are really incredible is Arts Everywhere Day. And this is a UNC initiative. It's Friday, April 6th. From 11 to 9, primarily on campus, all the different arts, all the different senses, all the ways you can experience it. But this year, they're also doing things off campus and on Franklin Street. And they launched recently a new app, the Arts Everywhere app, that lists all of the cultural activities and events that happen on campus year-round. It's a phenomenal app that you can access and see what's going on. And I think a lot lot of people maybe in the community don't realize how open these events and these activities are to the general community. You don't have to be a student. And then Near and Far is a new event that we've been working with the town on. A local celebration of global culture. Yeah, it's going to be kind of like an international street fair. And it's going to be centered around the 140 West Plaza. And that's Sunday, April 8th from 2 to 5. And you can go to nearandthewordfarchapelhill.com.
Awesome.
Lots of performances, food, music. It's going to be really exciting.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. And then some business news. Folks always like to know what's going on. Bon Thai Catering is now operating out of the Midway Community Kitchen. It's a one day a week takeout. They send out their menu via email.
Like it.
You order, you show up. Great stuff.
Yeah. And kind of burying the lead in there, Midway Community Kitchen is also now up and running, too.
Is a phenomenal place as well.
Yeah.
Banchan is a Korean fried chicken restaurant that's open at 205 East Franklin Street.
Ex-McAllister's, right?
Yep. Well, you know.
Formerly McAllister's, now Banchan.
Yep.
I was talking with someone earlier, and I was like, we were talking about, someone had come in with Banchan, and they were talking about like how good it was.
Yeah.
And someone asked, oh, where is that? And three different people waited. In was like, oh, it's where blank used to be, and they all had three different blanks.
Yes. I want to someday do an infographic that shows the strata of every building, and the business would be as big as like the years they were there, and you can see what time like you entered Chapel Hill.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Because one of my favorite places is where Northside District is now. It had been the Standard, it had been Industry, it had been Fuse, it had been all these things. I love it when people can kind of date themselves by what business.
Yes.
So that's on my to-do list.
All right.
Also, open is Francesca's, a new women's clothing and accessories boutique in Carolina Square. Mm-hmm. And Hibachi and Company opened at 153 East Franklin Street. Do you remember what that formerly was?
I'm going to say Peppers and be wrong.
You're wrong.
Artichoke and Basil, right?
That's right.
I knew pizza. Wrong pizza place. Yes.
You got it. And Varsity Theater recently started showing first run movies, $7 for adults and $5 for kids, which is kind of cool.
I believe Black Panther is coming there on Friday.
That
if you
is
haven't
the best
seen
tip.
It yet,
that is a great tip. Thank you.
If you're listening out there, I don't quote me. Go to varsityonfranklin.com and check it out. But I believe
that's awesome.
Black Panther starts there on Friday.
That's cool.
And we do improv shows on Saturday.
And that's right,
well.
Improv on Saturday.
9:30. Yep.
Varsity Theater is a great place to be on the
it's
weekends.
Rocking.
And then coming soon, there's a couple businesses that'll be opening fairly soon: Heavenly Buffaloes, nice. Blue Dogwood Public Market, and Fruitables.
Fruitables.
At 140.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
I can't pronounce it, but I will spell it. A-C-A-I, Berry Bowls.
Acai, I
sure.
think. Yeah.
Sure.
I think Pam Heminger was the one who set me straight on that. It's like, no, it's actually a 12-syllable word that is spelled with four letters.
I'm not brave enough to attempt it, but, but that is the downtown rundown.
Very
That's what's
cool.
happening downtown.
Awesome. DowntownChapelHill.com
yes.
for more info.
Absolutely.
Go there and get all you need to know about downtown Chapel Hill. Meg McGurk, always a pleasure. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.